Kia.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plates, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery. Because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight tonight, and a share of £17.8 million could be yours. But only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Radio X. News update next.
Let's stop there. Being a soldier, it's exciting. You already know that. What you want to know is, what's in it for me? I wanted to learn leadership skills from the experts.
I wanted to get paid to earn qualifications.
I wanted more confidence. And outlook, I'm on the radio.
That's what was in it for me. Get skills, get qualified, get confident. Army. Recruiting now. Search Army Jobs.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News. Weather. This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Kickabout with Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the second half of the Kickabout. We are an alternative build-up to the weekend sporting fixtures right here on Radio X. I've got Gavin the Woodman Woods here. You right there, Gav?
Happy Saturday.
I've got Harry Fell here. He's our producer. You right there, Harry?
Happy Saturday. Oh, no, it's...
Good afternoon.
Oh, yes,
good,
you're right.
Afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon, everybody.
That's better.
Sorry,
that.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. We've got to remember the form.
I even welcomed them with a rowdy good afternoon to you.
Yeah, you did.
It's much
oh,
more.
I feel so stupid.
Only sports radio starts that way. Come on, guys.
I'm embarrassed, especially as, you know, the work rate.
Yeah, we left it all out there.
We did.
Yeah. But now we're back out. We've had some oranges.
That's right. Afternoon, everybody.
Yeah. That's better.
Much more sport, wasn't it?
Good afternoon, Chief Gav. Welcome for the second half run out here at the Kickabout.
Afternoon, Johnny. Afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon, Harry.
Afternoon, Johnny.
Good
afternoon, everybody.
Stretch it out, Gav. Yeah. Afternoon, Harry. Other thing about sports broadcasting, you've got to sound like you're just lucky everyone dropped by at the same time.
That's right. You've just dropped in.
Yeah, literally.
And it's just coming together.
Yeah, we're just literally meeting on the first tee.
Like one of those really excellent drink ups in a beer garden you weren't planning.
Yes.
It all just came together.
Yeah, okay, all the first tee as well.
Yeah, yeah, lovely, lovely.
Just in time, we've got our slot.
Yes.
Away we go with our Champions League final special dedicated to Cole Palmer, who, of course, is the William Webb Ellis of modern football. he decided that no more.
He's changed the game.
Just as Webb Ellis changed rugby by picking the ball up and running with it, so he decided he was sick of passing it backwards and sideways and decided he'd go forward, in this case, forward with the people. Good on him. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what's happening on your Kickabout this afternoon. We conclude the good, the bad, the ugly of the sporting week. Gav and I share an ugly. We've got an all-important South American football update from the forgotten Royal David Windsor telling us what's happening there. And we've got some of your brilliant Mexican handbags. First up, though, Kasabian.
Radio X.
Out on this train of fear. to this nothing at all. I got my cloak and dagger in a barroom brawl. See, the local loves a fighter, loves a winner to fall.
Kasabian, Underdog on Radio X. Gav,
yes.
For years, anyone who played Manchester United were indeed the underdogs. But now you always, have to say, now, when Man United come out of that dressing room and go on any pitch, anywhere in the world, they are certainly and easily and gravely the underdogs.
Sure.
One man who might not agree with that, or he may, Gav, is that chap I met in Tenerife. Do you remember years ago?
Yeah, the Man U fan.
Yes, the Man U fan called Jordan.
Who said, no, you don't. You're always like, you all love Man U.
Yes.
Yeah,
he refused to believe that anyone didn't like Man United.
Right.
Well, he's here today, Gavin. This is part of our ugly.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Go on.
Jordan, are you there?
Oh, I'm here, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Nice to speak to you.
What a trophy, have we?
Straight in, Jordan.
Jordan, I saw you. You're Man United. You had a first of all. How did you felt across the season? I mean, it must be absolutely miserable being you at the moment.
This season or the past 10 seasons?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Ruining my Saturdays.
Yeah. And what do you see as being the answer, Jordan? I mean, is Jim Ratcliffe, do you think, got all the answers for you?
Definitely not. I think I'd do a better job, but I ain't got a pot to so.
Neither is he, Jordan.
By the time he's finished at United, he'll be in the same predicament, Jordan, I feel sure.
Yeah, I know. It's bleak. I don't think there is any answers at the minute. It's hopeless. That's what it is.
Okay. And what? They're
getting worse.
What's the mood amongst your sort of your fellow Reds, though, when you all get together?
No, it's bleak. It's bleak. We just drink more and cry, you know. that's all that's happening now.
Like self-help groups in the pub now. Yeah.
Do you have a support group where you sort of sit in a circle and my name's Jordan.
I'm a Man U fan.
I'm a Man U fan.
I'm weak. The weeping circle.
Have there been any rays of hope?
Honestly, no. There's no. Every game, I'm thinking, this is our moment, you know.
Yeah.
And then we fly out to the other side of the world and can't even beat, you know, the local beach team. It's just an absolute nightmare for us at the minute.
I mean, Arteta has even stepped in to say everyone laughs at Man United, but they've been in 5 finals in 5 years.
Yeah, I won't listen to that clown. What does he know?
Yeah, right.
But, you know, the thing is with Man United, they've gone back to the 80s now. It's like Atkinson's back, you know, but without the ale.
Wow.
Like, I think they'd be better off if they'd had a few beers under Atkinson.
Yes.
You know, I think they might have a bit of confidence then, if nothing else. Well, that's what they lack. They're absolutely you know, there's no confidence.
Okay.
You know, that's what wins football matches.
What? Ale?
Ale and passion.
Ale and passion.
No, ale and pace.
Yeah.
What about this parade in Kuala Lumpur, this where you're on the top of the bus?
Listen, I got it. My WhatsApp went mad. I thought you'd have sent me that, to say the truth as well. I think everybody else did. It was embarrassing. They're clinging on, aren't they? You know, yeah. There's only 3 players on the top of the bus as well.
But it's quite inspiring to clubs that have also won nothing, that you don't need, all you need is to literally do a sightseeing tour. And
you
just
a parade, yeah.
And you, hey presto, a parade.
Yeah, we got what we wanted.
Yeah, Jordan, listen, lovely to talk to you. My love to your family, and I shall speak to you again soon.
You too, mate. Speak soon.
Keep the faith.
It's gone.
That's Jordan there on the kick about a Man United fan I met years ago in Tenerife. In much brighter days for Man United, I can tell you. He sounds absolutely crushed.
Yeah,
he sounds crushed.
He does.
He's half the man that I met. He's half the man. You had a dream. Saturday to you. I'm Johnny Vaughan. You're rolling with the kickabout. That was our ugly, concluding the good, the bad, the ugly of the sporting week. Sorry, Jordan, it sounds like you had quite a miserable season. Coming up, though, to contrast with Jordan, my Manchester friend's misery, we've got upbeat Dave Windsor from South America.
At William Hill Vegas, Bonus Drop Boost gives you a daily chance to win. Drop your disc today for a chance to win and build your Friday multiplier. 3 days played doubles it, 6 days triples it. Are you ready for your free daily drop? William Hill, Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. One a day, random prize, claimed by 2359 Winday. Valid 24 hours on selected games. T's and C's apply.
Rollback's back at Asda, with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online. Like 21-pack of Ariel, the Big One Pods was £11.98, now £5.98. Kellogg's Corn Flakes 670 grams was £3.48, now just £2.84. And a 6-pack of Muller Light Yogurt was £3.78, now only £2.88. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
When you run a business, you need to be able to know what's going on at any given time. And with Square's point of sale system, you get a dashboard with real-time insights into your sales, customers, product levels and more whenever you need them, helping you to make better decisions. 4 million businesses worldwide already use Square. Join them at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011, registered reference number 900846.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
It's your home, darling. Let's make it fabulous. High scoring isn't my forte, but there's no arguing with Trustpilot ratings. Shotterly Fabulous have an expert team of fitters who specialise in one thing, simply gorgeous window shutters. Made to measure, hand-finished, and expertly installed. Make your home Shotterly Fabulous. So don't dither, darling. Book a free consultation with our expert shutter fitters today.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our British rump steak. Now £16 per kilo. So get out the pan, turn up the heat and whip up a storm in the kitchen. Go on, treat yourself and someone you really love to a delicious steak dinner. All without breaking the bank. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores online may vary, subject to availability. Excludes Morrison's Deli was £24.50 per kilo, ends 5th of June.
The Kickabout with Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Queens of the Stone Age. No one knows right here on The Kickabout. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Alongside me is Gavin the Woodman Woods. We are in our studio overlooking Leicester Square. The studio's walls are made of screen. Mm. On those screens at the moment is a face, well, familiar to millions of listeners out there, especially at this time of year, when we welcome him into the Kickabout family. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Buenos Aires, Argentina, would you please welcome the Kickabout's very own South American football correspondent, often called the Forgotten Royal. He is Dave Winsor!
Hi, Dave!
Happy Saturday, Dave!
Hi, gentlemen, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. A lot has happened since we last spoke to you. You were talking about that Brazilian wonder kid who, he hasn't arrived at Chelsea yet.
No, arrives on Monday, I believe, incoming. Okay.
What's his name? Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Estevao. Now, I'm not going to say that I discovered Estevao, but we did kind of raise awareness on the Kickabout about a year ago.
You mentioned him a year ago, that's right, yeah.
I tell you what, he's got a real chance. He's got a real chance. He played his last game for Palmeiras last night, one of the biggest clubs in Brazil, just turned 18. He's the best player on the pitch by a mile, and he knows it as well. And he's just got so much quality, it's unbelievable. One goal, one assist last night. There were tears at the end, got a big kind of farewell. And he's the youngest player ever to score five goals or more in the Copa Libertadores, which of course is South America's Champions League. I mean, Neymar didn't do it, Riquelme didn't do it, Tevez didn't do it, Julian Alvarez didn't do it. None of those players have scored that kind of goals at that age. He's a real talent. And what I like about him is he's kind of an old school winger, just stands on that right wing with his arm up, gets the ball, very, very unselfish, wants to beat one man, chin up and offload it. So he's got a lot about him. And look, the jump to the Premier League is always massive. There's a few concerns I've got, but essentially he could be the real deal.
Okay, what are your concerns?
He's slight. I mean, he's really slight. You know, a strong breeze would kind of knock him over. What I do like about Estevao, though, is when you talk to people within Palmeiras and at the football club, they say he's a great trainer, a real humble lad. I mean, I mentioned an Ecuadorian footballer, also on his way to Chelsea, called Kendry Páez last year. And I think for him, there's a bit too much swagger. So if I was going to put my neck on the line, I mean, there's three wonder kids in South American football. Two are going to Chelsea. Kendry Páez, I love him. He's got so much talent, but I'm not quite sure the mentality's there. Estevao, I think, has got a real chance. And then there's a player called Franco Mastantuono. And I'm prepared to put my neck on the line and say if he isn't dominated for Barcelona and Real Madrid in the next couple of years, something's gone wrong. I mean, okay. He's the pick of the bunch, but Estevao's a really good footballer.
What worries me about the first two you've mentioned, and this is the biggest question mark hanging over them, is that they're young and Chelsea have signed them. Never mind slight, you know. With a kiss of death round any young players, apart from Cole Palmer. Anyway, let's move on from that. From the good to the bad, I've heard there's been some dodgy dealings in Argentina. Is that right, Dave?
What? Dodgy dealings?
Yes, Cap, yes.
Well, look, I mean, this all surrounds a football club called San Lorenzo. And they're in a barrio of Buenos Aires. It's a slightly kind of to the south of the city. It's actually one of the few grounds that I've never been to here. And they famously weren't allowed to play night games for years because the police didn't kind of have the capacity to deal with night games.
Sorry, hold on a second. No night games.
No, because the police couldn't deal with that. They can't steal
that. There had to be daylight.
And what was the dodgy dealing?
Yeah, so this is around San Lorenzo Football Club. Now, just to give a tiny bit of context here, you've got to remember that Argentina in 2025 remains a predominantly cash economy. You know, right. This is in shops and restaurants and bars and, you know, they don't like a digital paper trail here, so you do have to pay by cash, you know, mainly. Anyway, so the president of San Lorenzo, a gentleman called Marcelo Moretti, he was caught on camera accepting $25,000 in cash.
Yes.
Now, the camera was set up by the Argentine TV news outlet, Canal Nueve, and they set up this camera. They caught him, you know, accepting this $25,000. Obviously, he said he was innocent. It was essentially a payment to accept a youth player into the academy. That's what he said. I don't want to use the word bribe. He's denied it very, very strongly. But this is a recurring theme with San Lorenzo. Huge financial difficulties all the time. Hadn't played their players, actually, for months recently. Players came out with a big statement. And the players came out with this big statement just before a crucial semi-final in the Argentine Domestic League, which actually has a playoff at the end of the league to see who wins the championship.
Right.
San Lorenzo lost. And obviously that there was a lot of backlash there because the players hadn't been paid for months. And, you know, you go out the semi-final without hanging over you. I'm guessing 100% isn't the name of the game. So, yeah, they lost that and San Lorenzo in turmoil.
Do you know what the real giveaway is?
What?
US dollars.
Also, I tell another giveaway is Dave's phrase, I'm guessing the players didn't give it 100%. Dave, hang around for a bit. We're back in a second and we're going to talk about away fans. Stay with us. This is The Kickabout.
Drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the angel. The state looks down on sodomy. And that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody loves you when you're 23. And after more of these red light phone calls, what the hell is called ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Saturday to you. You're rolling with the Kickabout. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Gavin the Woodman Woods is there. Harry's here. Still on the line, our South American football correspondent, Dave Windsor. You right there, Dave?
Very good.
Where are you when we were, as we look at you now? You look to be in a very plush apartment.
I am in Buenos Aires, Argentina. We are just wandering into the Argentine winter here. So the minute it drops below 20 degrees, the gloves and the hats and the scarves from the Argentines all come out. But it's a beautiful day. Blue sky, sun shining.
Okay, okay. And Dave, how long are you there for now in this secondment?
I'm always here for the Copa Libertadores, South America's Champions League. So I'm back on Sunday, back in London on Sunday, but usually here about 6 months of the year.
6 months of the year.
Sweet deal,
nice,
isn't it?
Work if you can get it. Dave, how much trouble do you have making out that, like, you miss home and it is a bore? And, I mean, already you've told... Tell us about the dogs in the building. You were in the... During the record, we were just chatting to you as our warm-up to the interview. Go on.
Yeah, more dogs owned by Argentines than any other nation. I think it's double the closest nation. Absolutely love dogs here in the countryside, of the city, all sorts. And they just bark constantly because Buenos Aires is this huge, like, crumbling LATAM metropolis. At any hour, any minute of the day, there's this white noise of kind of dogs barking. And
nice.
I used to hate it, but I've learned to love it, you know. I absolutely love it. It's just cool. part of the scenery here.
Okay, so Dave, to football. Do you get away fans at all at any of these games? Are there away fans? Or is the distances...
No. Away fans were banned in Argentina years ago.
In all of football?
For all the reasons you'd expect. Yeah.
Not just with the rivalries?
I mean, look, it just got a bit out of hand and they stopped away fans going. And the minute you do that, you know, all the crime statistics fell off a cliff and dropped, and now they're never going back.
Okay. So the final of the Copa del Libertadores is a rare chance when you do get both sets of fans in a stadium together.
Yeah, so in the Libertadores, you do get away fans, but in the Argentine domestic league, got banned years ago. And you get an odd thing now when a player scores away from home and there's just no one to celebrate with. You know, they can't go to their own fans.
It's like COVID. Okay, so the Copa del Libertadores gives people actually a chance to be in a stadium with other fans and a bit more atmosphere than that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, the Libertadores does allow away fans. And you've got to remember the scale of South America as well. Vast, vast continent. You know, if you're going from Colombia down to Montevideo, it's, you know, it's just probably a 6-7 hour flight, you know, midweek. So people are taking a week off work just to do these midweek trips.
Okay. So but not unlike us with Europe. I mean, we will travel to Azerbaijan. You know? Beat that.
It's quite a distance.
With your 6 hours in the air.
It's quite a distance to the land of fire.
Yeah,
London,
you try getting to the land of fire from Scotland. Dave, would you hang around for a second?
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, the forgotten winter, Dave Windsor. Here's Gigi Perez. Say the song. Gigi Perez right here on You Kick About. I'm Johnny Vaughan. That's the Woodman Gav. Harry's here. And so indeed, ladies and gentlemen, is Dave Windsor. Dave, we were talking earlier about Wonder Kids that you've got who are coming over to Chelsea, although they might not be so wondrous once they arrive at Chelsea, as so many Wonder Kids haven't been. What about old guys? You got any news on old guys?
Well, I mean, always. I think probably the one that stands out that's really, really caught the eye here recently is the Fluminense goalkeeper Fabio. Now, Peter Shilton has long held the record for the most ever professional appearances, 1,387. He retired back in the late 90s. And I've seen some interviews with him, actually, and I think he kind of thought that record might stick around forever.
We all did.
It's an obscene amount of games, but he obviously underestimated the longevity of a South American goalkeeper because nobody's got close to that record in, you know, nearly 30 years until Fluminense's goalkeeper, Fabio. Now, let me just give you some stats quickly. Fabio's 18 games behind. He's on 1,370, I believe, from last night. He's 44, just signed a new two-year contract. We'll take him to 46, nearly 47. He's played over 200 games since he turned 40. Over 500 career clean sheets. But interestingly, 25-year career, doesn't have one cap for Brazil. Been in the squad numerous times. Never been capped for Brazil. So 25-year career.
You think he's now done enough?
Not the experience required, yeah. And okay. I think that when you look at it as well, Fluminense, I mean, this is a big football club. If you look at Shilton's last 300 games, he was going down the pyramid of English football. Fluminense, massive club in Rio, won the Libertadores, the biggest competition on the continent 18 months ago. He's still playing. He's still on fine form. So I think the magic 5-0 could be on the cards for Fabio. I think he can still be playing at the top level.
Also, he's a single name player, which I love.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's chosen Fabio.
Yeah, unlike just choosing Shilton. He's just a surname. Dave, thank you so much. Great to have you on as ever. If you like what Dave's about, make sure you follow him on his socials. Where can they find you, Dave?
Try at Daily Dave Football on TikTok and YouTube and the rest of it.
At Daily Dave Football, stay in touch with the man, the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, often called the Forgotten Windsor, but not here on this show, Dave Windsor!
Thanks, Yay! Dave.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend, but they're barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader Professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader.
TrustedTrader.com. I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Rollback's back at Asda with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online. Like 21 pack of Ariel, the big one pods was £11.98, now £5.98. Kellogg's Corn Flakes 670 grams was £3.48, now just £2.84. And a six pack of Muller Light yogurt was £3.78, now only £2.88. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Ever had a weird experience you just can't explain? I'm Dan Schreiber, host of the podcast We Can Be Weirdos. Each week, we uncover the mysterious experiences of our incredible guests, like Peter Andre, Sarah Pascoe, and Brian Blessed. From UFO sightings to ghostly encounters, listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Discussing what really matters.
Have you ever eaten anything in your sleep?
Getting the nation talking.
Who would you like to make you an omelette?
Asking the questions that others are scared to ask.
What does your town smell of?
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Tomorrow morning from 8.
With B&Q. Whatever your style or space, they've got a bathroom for you.
Radio X.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
When I was a child, running in the night, I was afraid of what might be. Hiding in the dark and hiding on the streets, the man of what was following me.
Kick him out. Ladies and gentlemen, time for this. Mexican handbags. Thank you so much once again for all your Mexican handbags. We've only got this one slot for them this week due to so many guests in the second hour of the show.
Congestion,
The afternoon leg.
People don't realise, but we turned down an interview with Lamine Yamal ahead of the Champions League final there. Just for these handbags.
And loads of other players.
He was really pestering us.
I heard PSG manager Luis Enrique.
That's right. He's always hassling us.
He can't even look at me.
That's right.
Not after the way he treated us two seasons ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now he Joey wants to know.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
now he's in the big time.
Yeah. I say that to the whole PR team at PSG. Naff off. Guys, I've got the old Cockney cassoulet.
What's the old Cockney cassoulet?
Mixing the last of an English breakfast into the beans and mopping it up with the toast. That's Alec of Clapham. What worries me about that is I did precisely that on Monday in Clapham.
Did you?
Yes, I think he might have watched me. I think, I'm not kidding, because...
But that's what the last triangle of toast is for, isn't it?
I had the triangle of toast.
It's a corner, isn't it?
And they put the beans in a ramekin.
Okay, yeah.
Which I sort of get, I'm a bit against it.
Some people don't want it next to their egg.
Yeah. And so at the very end, I was literally just dipping...
The toast.
And also eating beans with a teaspoon.
Nice.
And,
aristocrat.
I know, but... I noticed the guy on another table was watching.
Oh, yeah.
And
you think that could be Alec of Clapham?
I think it could be Alec of Clapham. Yeah. Gav, what's yours?
I've got the old Sleaford CPR.
What's the old Sleaford CPR?
It's the action you make when trying to push down the recycling in your bin to make room.
Oh, damn.
That's from Simon in Loughborough. That's genius.
Vanessa, if you're listening, sorry I didn't take the bin out when I said I was going to take it.
I was meant to take it out on my way to work today, but
I was such a rush. There's so many things to do.
I have to do the recycling bin especially because I'm heavy enough to stand on it and push it all the way down.
Nice. Yeah,
because my wife is not as heavy as me.
I used to actually have one of those bins that had a crusher in it.
Oh yes,
it's going.
Does it work?
Wow. No, just gets stuck so much
every time.
You just end up literally just as a man swearing at a bin, just shouting at it, and also
that's no life.
And also shouting to it about money. You know? Okay,
what have you got? Go on.
The old Sidmouth scowl.
What's that?
The look you get from anyone in Devon when you put jam on your scone before the clotted cream, says James in Rockbeer. Gab, what do you got?
I've got the old Sheffield speech mark.
What's the old Sheffield speech marks?
It's the crucible lights. Lighting perfectly and reflecting on the top of the balls when you're watching on the telly.
Yes, that's Phil.
That's from Phil. Yeah,
the old Sheffield speech marks.
Yeah,
how about this? The last one this week.
Go on.
The old Daventry duck and weave.
What's that?
When you're doing your best to avoid someone in the supermarket, and no matter which aisle you go down, you somehow keep bumping into them, says Brad of Cleethorpes. Look, never say goodbye to anyone in fruit and veg.
No, because you're going to see him in the yoghurt.
It never is. Send us your version for next week's show. Text 83936, or you can WhatsApp us through Global Player or email kickabout@radiox.co.uk. Please get our podcast out today, 1:15, on your glorious Global Player. It's going to be about 26 minutes highlights of the show. Well worth getting. Don't get distracted when you're there. Make sure you get that Kickabout podcast. Polly's up next. Speak to you Monday.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. Float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a winner. What the
whatever you want. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
The Kickabout with Johnny Vaughan.
Radio.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running.
It's your home, darling. Let's make it fabulous. High scoring isn't my forte, but there's no arguing with Trustpilot ratings. Shotterly Fabulous have an expert team of fitters who specialise in one thing, simply gorgeous window shutters. Made to measure, hand finished, and expertly installed. Make your home Shutterly Fabulous. So don't give up, darling. Book a free consultation with our expert shutter fitters today.
Long, sunny days are ahead, and your next big win could be two. With massive cash prizes waiting to be won, your dream purchase may be close.
closer than you think. But you've got to be in it to win it. Enter today at winplus.co.uk. Winplus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus GB only. T's and C's apply.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.co.uk. Welcome to now.
Those dark nights and dimlit days are so yesterday. Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats. Let dogs share our beds and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Thank you very much, Johnny, and the whole of the Kickabout team for another wonderful show. Yeah, the season is endless on the Kickabout, by the way. You can catch up with anything you missed out on today over on Global Player. Happy weekend to you. Hope your Saturday is going well. It's Polly James with you. Whether you're out on a lazy drive, heading out into the garden, soaking up some well-earned downtime, or maybe you're getting ready for a big night out tonight. Look, we are going to be starting with